Two of the most popular seasons in Iowa are getting ready to start. Deer hunting season. Over 100,000 hunters are expected to be out walking and sitting and posting, standing out in Iowa's timber and field edges, hoping to tag an Iowa deer. The first of the shotgun deer seasons opens up this weekend, December 2nd through the 6th, and then the second deer gun season is December 9th through the 17th. The DNR says the good news is Iowa's deer population is stable to slightly increasing across much of the state, although they said the exception of certain parts of northwest, west central, and southwest Iowa. Jace Elliott, who's the state deer biologist with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, said the gun seasons are the most popular of all of the hunting seasons. A lot of great traditions and memories made during that time. So those two seasons also play an important role for the deer herd management, with more than 50% of the total harvest typically occurring during these 14 days in December. 2002, hunters reported harvesting over 109,000 deer, and Elliott is predicting a similar harvest again this year. So far in 2023, more than 25,000 deer have been harvested. That's slightly higher than each of the last 2 years' harvest up to this point. Now, while hunter success in earlier seasons has been good, the weather can always play a role when hunting opportunities are much shorter. Cool weather with snowfall on opening day leads to higher harvest. Warm weather with rain leads to lower harvest. The way too early forecast is calling for decent temperatures here this weekend. Now, over time, the type of firearm allowed in the gun season has expanded from the original shotgun only to include muzzleloaders, handguns, and most recently, rifles. Rifles shooting expanding type bullets with a maximum diameter of no less than 350 of an inch and no larger than half an inch, with a published or calculated muzzle energy of 500 foot-pounds or higher, are allowed as a method of take in the gun season. The hunting regulations has a list of allowable cartridges that has generated the most questions. Based on recent deer hunter surveys, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says the method of hunting during the gun season is split nearly 50-50 between hunters who prefer drive hunting, that's pushing deer toward hunters on a post, and those who prefer stationary hunting, like sitting in a tree stand or a ground blind. Now, there are some changes to the deer seasons. The antlerless deer quota has been adjusted in 24 different counties. The population management January antlerless-only season will be offered in Alamakee, Winneshiek, Decatur, Appanoose, Monroe, Lucas, and Wayne counties if the number of unsold antlerless licenses on the third Monday in December exceeds 100 tags. That season allows the use of any legal method of take, including shotguns, handguns, muzzleloaders, bows, crossbows, centerfire rifles, and .223 and larger. The excess tag January antlerless-only season will be held in any county that still has unsold county antlerless tags by January 10th. Only centerfire rifles .223 caliber and above are allowed during this season. A new requirement for hunters who harvest an antlered deer is reporting the length of the main beam of each antler. Now, also, they want to remind hunters that the use of cell phones, one- or two-way radios to communicate the location or direction of game or fur-bearing animals, or to coordinate the movement of other hunters is prohibited. Outside of very few and specific exceptions, modern technology, including social media and instant messaging apps, not allowed to assist with the hunt. Hunters are encouraged to keep their phone on their person and not in a backpack, and that's, of course, for safety reasons. Also, they do remind hunters to harvest a deer. They're required to report their harvest by midnight on the day after it is tagged or before taking it to a locker or a taxidermist. The hunter whose name is on the transportation tag is responsible for making that report. If no deer is harvested, then no report is necessary. Now, successful hunters have the option to report the harvest by texting the registration number. They've got an 800 number, 800-771-4692, and just follow the prompts. You can go through the Go Outdoors Iowa app. You can go online to iowadnr.gov. You can do it by phone at the number listed on the tag or through a licensed vendor during their regular business hours. Now, also beginning this year, Iowa deer hunters who harvest a buck will have a quick additional piece of information to report as part of the harvest reporting requirement: the length of the main antler beam. Specifically, hunters will be asked if the main beam length is below or above 14 inches, but will not be required to provide the exact length. This information will provide buck age structure to the DNR's harvest data, producing a better overall picture of Iowa's deer herd from year to year. Also, hunters have an online tool that may improve their in-field experience even before opening day. The Iowa Hunting Atlas is an interactive map that shows all available public hunting land that is managed by the state, county, or federal governments. That atlas is available online, and a mobile version is also available. You just go to iowadnr.gov/hunting. Now, you can click on an area that will show basic information like size, habitat type, and likely species that are available. Now, also, the Iowa DNR wants to remind you that the Food Bank of Iowa and 34 different meat lockers are participating in the Help Us Stop Hunger program for 2023. Hunters are encouraged to contact a participating locker before they harvest a deer to see if the locker has any additional drop-off instructions. Hunters may also sign up as a deer donor with the Iowa Deer Exchange. You can go again online to iowadnr.gov/deer and then scroll down to Iowa's Deer Exchange program link. There, donors can provide their information on what they're willing to donate. The database creates a map and a table with information that deer donors and deer recipients can use to get connected. There are currently 23 hunters registered who are willing to donate deer and 287 registered recipients that want venison. So hunters and recipients who had previously registered for the Deer Exchange program should review their information to make sure that it is still accurate and active. There's no cost to participate in that program. Remember, it is illegal to sell wild fish and game in Iowa. Now, also, donated deer hides are another thing that you might consider. Hunters donated more than 4,500 deer hides to Elks Lodges across Iowa last year. Now, that was an increase of nearly 600 hides from the 2022 season. The deer hides are used by the Veterans Leather Program to make professionally crafted leather gloves for veterans in wheelchairs, and also turned into leather that's used for therapy programs for recovering veterans. Those Veterans Leather Program does rely on the charity of hunters to donate their deer hides. Hunters willing to donate those hides are encouraged to contact their local Elks Lodge for drop-off locations. Now, you can also go online to elks.org/lodges, and you can find the nearest lodge. The therapeutic kits and gloves are then distributed at no cost to those veterans. And Lisa Wittick is the person to contact for more information for that program. There's a telephone number and an email address that you can find online at iowadnr.gov to find out more about that program. They've had a lot of success with that program over the years, and they hope to have just as much again this year, donating deer hides to assist with the Veterans Leather Program. Now, if you're going to be out hunting, of course, safety first. When the gun deer seasons get underway, it's been a long time for folks waiting for 100,000-plus deer hunters. With the gun seasons coming up here very quickly, it's important to go through your gear and make sure everything still fits, make sure it all still works, and make sure you take time to review their hunter safety plan. Jamie Cook, a hunter education coordinator with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, reminds us that hunting continues to be a safe activity that's enjoyed by hundreds of thousands of Iowans, and part of making hunting safe is creating a plan for each hunt. The hunting plan identifies the hunt location, who's on the hunt, and outlines their role, describes how the hunt will unfold, and when the hunters are expected to return home. Hunters are encouraged to leave a copy of the plan with someone in the event of an emergency, and he says it's good to have someone who knows when to expect you back home again. Hunters will also want to check their blaze orange gear to make sure it still fits and that the orange hasn't faded to the point of being ineffective. The minimum amount of blaze orange required by Iowa law to hunt in the firearm deer season is a 100% solid blaze orange vest, but Cook says they encourage hunters to wear blaze orange hats and gloves as well. He says you always want to wear plenty of visible blaze orange. The more external blaze orange that's worn, the better the chance that hunters will be seen in the timber. We're not hiding from deer during the firearm season. We want to be seen by the other hunters. Now, he also reminds hunters not to only to properly identify the deer before shooting, but also what is in front and behind it. You want to avoid shooting at running deer. It's easy to get caught up in the moment and then fixate on the deer and not pay attention much to what's in front or beyond in case the shot misses. It's also a good idea to talk to the landowner or tenant to confirm permission to hunt and see if anyone else has permission to hunt the same property. Now, Cook also advised hunters before setting foot in the timber on opening morning to spend some time sighting in their firearm to get reacquainted with its accuracy and the range that the bullets and slugs can travel. You want to treat every gun as if it were loaded and to always point the gun in a safe direction. He said there's been an average of 10 hunting-related incidents over the past three deer shotgun seasons, with around half of those involving personal injuries. The most common causes for hunting injuries include fatalities during the shotgun deer season, is careless handling of a firearm, and shooting at a running deer. So he says, remember that we do hunt with those who we're closest to, our family, our friends. So if there's any question about taking a shot, just don't pull the trigger, because once you do that, you can't take the shot back. No deer is worth taking an unsafe shot. Another deer will always come along, and at the end of the day, they all want to get home safely. So the first of the shotgun deer seasons opening up here this weekend on December 2nd, running through December 6th, and then the second season coming up not far after, December 9th. Through the 17th. Have fun, be safe, and if you can be generous as well by helping out with those programs, donating venison or donating those leathers to the leather program, those hides to the leather program, they'd appreciate that assistance as well.